Ein Beis und Beis bei der Mishnah. Am Akadis is Isha Amanas Shena Leha Nadorim. So a person does Kedushin, Erisin, with the condition, and he says his Tanai properly, with all the halachas of how to present the Tanai, that she doesn't have any Nadorim. V'nim so Leha Nadorim, and it turns out that that's not true. She does have the nedarim. So the husband has no power to be made for the nedarim which are made prior to the marriage. So he has no way to remove these nedarim. He said he doesn't want a woman who has nedarim. And he made that very clear that his marriage is conditional upon that. So the law is enim kadeshes. So there's no marriage.
What if she can do ataras nedarim?
If she's willing to, that would be sufficient, right? Or able to, you know, not necessarily able to do notaris adorim.
Right. But if she was able, at least she did notaris adorim, which I guess is effective l'mafreya. So we can say that at the time of kedushin, when they entered in kedushin, then that, she didn't have a neder.
Correct.
Because it works we're retroactively,
right? Kotzestam, he proceeded to Nisuin. So he had been Mekadosher with this condition. He had not found any problem with the with that during Erisin. They weren't living together, so I guess, you know, whatever. He was, as far as he knew, everything was fine. He proceeded to Nisuin without reiterating this condition. Well, then Nimsol out in the Dorim. So we're going to assume that if he proceeded to Nisuin, means he had beer with her, he doesn't want to have the Tanai in the situation, because that means he's doing a beer not in the context of marriage. So to do beer conditionally, We only assume that if a person would actually say, we don't assume that if a person would say it out. So we say it out. On the other hand, he clearly has indicated that he does not want this to be his situation. So he has a right to divorce her, but he has to give her a get. But he has a right to divorce her and not pay ksuba because she created the problem. Okay.
When was the neder made? Was it made between kedushin and nisuin?
No, it could even be a neder which is done beforehand. No, if a neder was done afterwards, would not. Even if he does a neder afterwards, he would have a right to be moitzir b'lo ksuba, because he's clearly indicated he doesn't want such a woman like that. But she definitely would need a get. I mean, that would be pasha that she needed a get, because at the time of the kedushin, she didn't have any nedarim.
Right.
Same as the case over here was that this was a neder which took place before the erisin. And the chiddush is that there's a mechilas tanai taking place at the time of the nesuin.
Yeah, but if she. I don't understand. The kedushin wasn't halal. You have been assumed without kedushin.
No, the kedushin will be halal. But he's being merchel tonight.
But at Shas kedushin, he wasn't. He had the tanai in place, and it turns out she violated that tanai.
Correct. So you see a fascinating thing about the power of mechilas tanai. That the mechilas tanai doesn't render the action void. It's another power which can come and be mevatel the ma'aseh kedushin, but there was a ma'aseh kedushin.
Even though at that very the second after kedushin, they found out that, you know, she's got these nedarim.
He could write then say I'm Michael, and kedushin would work.
Uh-huh.
Are neders, is it only that she says something that affects her body percent. Is it another person? Could it be a financial vow that she's made? A commitment like that.
It could be the one, whatever he wants.
Because then there's another human being involved.
He can make it whatever he wants.
Right.
You know, he's making the condition. So whatever condition he's making, so that's the condition. He doesn't like a woman who vows not to drink beer. He wants his wife to drink beer. Okay. Maybe. Who cares? But that's if that bothers him, you know. Okay. So the Mishnah Amana Shein Bo Mumen, Minim Sebo Mumen, Enim Kadeshus.
After.
Okay. A person made a Tanai that she doesn't have any Mumen, physical Mumen. And it turned out that she did have Mumen, Enim Kadeshus. Again, this is Arison. Let's say that he did not find any Mumen during the Arison period. And Kansastam, she proceeded to Nesuin, and then when it's about moment, so Teitish Labeksuva. Fine. Now, Kol Amumen HaPostim BeKohanim Postim BeNoshim. So, if a man says Amanashen BeMumen, and he leaves that definition unclear, so we use the definition which we find in Allah in regards to Kahanim, what's called a Mum, that's the definition what we use over here for the purposes of saying Mumen. So some of those Mumen would be readily visible and apparent, and some of them he would not necessarily know about till after the Nesu'in. Okay. So Rashi comes to stop.
These Mumen are... Are you talking about a case where he says, you know, some kind of tanai about Mumin?
Yeah. He makes a tanai, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, we're not talking about a situation where nothing was said, and then, you know, it turns out she's got a Mumin.
No, that'll be actually a discussion at the end of the paragraph. There are certain Mumin which even without making a tanai, we're assuming that there's going to be a hakpada on. But right now we're talking about he made a tanai. It's a parallel case to the case of in the dorm. Kazastam, Gemara Farish, Ikoi Aresha Ahat the Kijam Tanai, or Milsabapi Nafshe. Is this going back on the case of where we explained it? It's going back on the previous case, or is it a new case? Muma Pasim Kahanim Bukharis Kitani Luhu. In Mesechtas Becharis, it goes through all of the different movement. It talks about the halachas of movement vis-a-vis Karbonis, and then it moves into the halachas of movement vis-a-vis the Kahanim. Okay. Zogt the Gemara. But Tanan Nami Gabi Kedushin Ki Agavna. This same Mishnah is found, or a very, very, very parallel Mishnah is found in Mesechtas Kedushin. So why is it said twice? There it makes sense. It's discussion in regards to whether the Kedushin is valid or not. So that makes sense over there. The reason why it's said over here as well is because it's relevant in regards to the Loch of Tetzish Lepiksuba, that even though we say the Kedushin is, in the case where he proceeded to Nesu'in, the Kedushin is valid by the fact that he proceeded to Nesu'in. Means he had he been makbid, he would not have wanted to be in a situation where he's having a beer, not in the context of marriage, but he doesn't have to be ksuba. That's the chiddush over here.
How would he have done that? I mean, we'd have to ask somebody about the woman. He'd have to ask her about her.
If he really was makbid, he would have tried to clarify because he doesn't want to be in a situation.
Yeah.
The assumption is a person does not want to be not in the context of merit.
Right.
So, if he really is makbid on this, right? So he would have done something about it. So therefore, so over here, Tana Kedushin Otu Ksubas, it discussed the Kedushin element in order to get to the Ksubas element. Chasim Kedushin, Yitzchalei. Therefore, over there, the Kedushin, the main point was whether the Kedushin is valid or not. Atanik Subas Atar Kedushin. Since it had to say the Kedushin part, so then it pointed out in the Sefer the Kedushin is valid, but he has a right to divorce her Shalabik Subas. Okay. Amr Biachan Meshum Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadik. Eilu Nadarm Amru, what the Dorm are referring to about? Shalatech Obosar, Shalatish Tayayan, Shalatish Kashim, Bibiti Tzivarnim. We're talking about these types of Nadorim. If the person is Amanash Eilu Nadorim, what do we assume he means? A type of a netter where the woman is in some way afflicting herself, limiting herself, and that's going to impact back vis-a-vis the man. He's not comfortable with a woman who's not eating properly. So the Chazal's definition of that was Basar Yayin, and then the woman who's dressing in a way which would be austere and not normal that we had before. But it's about him is the standard that women would wear, and she's wearing something different. So she's creating an austerity upon herself, which we assume the husband is makbana. Tanya Mihachi, Bailu Dharma Amru, which Dharma are we referring to? The Dharma she from Inu Nefesh, something which would be impact the woman negatively, she is going to have Inu Nefesh. For example, Shalatech Obasar, Shalatish Yayin, Shalatish Kashin, Bigdus Ibanim. That's why when I gave you the example, I said beer. I didn't say wine because the Morris didn't say wine is automatic. But an example, he can make up his own thing, whatever it is. So that would be an example of beer. That was why I chose beer, not wine. Okay. So this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. This is what the Brisa says. So heavy border Rapapa. Rapapa asked on this a question. Hi.
I'm sorry, what's the difference between the two
gear souls? I'm sorry. I'm not... What gear are you referring to?
It seems to be direct repetition from the...
Well, one is a Birechonon talking, and Birechonon is a Amara. And then we say Tanya Namihachu, you have a Brisa which says it as well.
Okay, so we're just saying that the same thing is... We have the same information from two sources.
Right.
Well, a lot of times the more brings in a Amara, and then the more says, we found the price, so it supports it, right?
Okay, I was looking for a difference.
No difference. Okay. Heavy about Rapapa. So Rapapa says, he's trying to understand this Brisa and this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, which case are we going on? When he says, Amanash and Eladorim, that he means these types of Eladorim. Ilema Resha, if he's going on the Resha, that Hamakash is his Amanashena Len Adorim. So, Kiman the Kokopit, I feel a Komili Nami. He has a right to say whatever. He says, Amanashena Len Adorim. It turns out she has a netter, whatever the netter is. Republic is saying, he has a right to say, I meant that. He said in the dorm, he meant any dorm. Why do we limit it that we assume that his right to say, okay, it turns out Shannon says, no, you didn't mean that you are married. He says, I didn't mean that, and I'm not married. That should be, so any nether at all, no matter what it is, he has a right to say that that's not what he meant. Ella Seifa, so Republic says, it must be going on the Seifa. Okay. So now, if he's going on the Seifa, it means he has to learn the Seifa is not going back on the Resha. The Seifa being the case of Kutzestam. And now he's saying a new halacha that the Mishnah says Kutzestam and Imzal Enadorim Teicha Shalabik Suva. It's not talking about a case where he made a kedushin with the conditionally. There was no condition at all in the kedushin or the nusuin. And now it turns out that she has Nadorim. Is that the Mishnah rule? You know what? He has the right to divorce her Shalabik Suva. What types of Nadorim? Is that the Rechonon? Basar, Yayin, and Bigdei Tzivayin. That's how Rapapa understands the Mishnah. So Ravashi Amar Lo, Lo'elam Aresha. it's going back on the Reisha, and therefore I have no. And then Rav Ashi will learn the Mishnah the way we're learning that the Reisha and the Sefer are connected. It's all one case. Okay. Umidi the kapti ba inshi havi kapede kapeda. Umidi lo kapti ba inshi lo havi kapede kapeda. It's something which people would normally be bothered by. So he has, I mean, he's, if he said explicitly on whatever the condition he said, right, he has the right to be mocked, but whatever he wants. But he didn't say explicitly, he just said Nadorim. And now it turns out she has a netter, which most people would consider is not significant. So Rav Ashi is telling me he does not have a right to argue that he meant this type of netter without saying it explicitly. So if he just says Nadorim, and he says Nadorim without qualifying what that means, comes to Brechon and says, these are the things he has a right to, we have a right to assume he meant. And if they're found, the Kedushin is automatically bottled. But if he has other real elements, he has no right, people normally would not be makbid. When he said Nadorim Stam, he has no right to come argue afterwards that he meant that. Okay.
That list is not exhaustive, is it? I mean, Basa Yayin and Big Dates.
If we would consider, let's say, in a place where wine wasn't the normal drink, and the normal drink was beer, so that the beer would be replaced wine. But something of the, I don't think it's exhaustive, but it's pretty suggestive, though. So, Drashit here, Gavna. Mishazu Shnuya B'Kedushin M'Perek Ish M'Kadesh. So it's found, the same Mishnah is found over there. Amayshto the Sosma Rebbe Trey Zimni. Why did Rebbe bring us this Mishnah twice? So Hachot Mechilton the Hachot V'Ksubas Koi. Armasetha is dealing with V'Ksubas. Mechilton is another word for Mesechta. So it's really the Mishnah, so we had to say it. Mishum Ksubas. To tell you the Allah of the Ksubas. Could I tell you Sefer Shetetshel B'Ksubah? So Tani Kedushin, Reisha the Masisa and Enim Kedushas discusses the case of the Reisha of Enim Kedushas because Atul Ksubas, I did not Mishum Ksubas. Since it had to tell me the Lacha, the Sefer of a case of Nesuin, that there's no Ksuba, it tells me the Reisha that there's no Kedushin. Shaltech Obasar, Dahavi Inu Nefesh. These are things where a woman is afflicting herself with miskan olav, and he finds that he finds it uncomfortable and repulsive. Different societies, different cultures. You know, historically in Europe, you know, a woman who was more plump was considered was more a prize. Because so a woman who would be dieting and limiting the foods that she could eat, and you know he would find the miskan olav. They would consider that like you know all of a sudden he has this very very thin wife that doesn't it looks like there's something wrong. So Papa says it's going on the ratio the asti b'hador that he made the tanai. So he can make it. He can say he can explain his tanai whatever he wants. He said the door means the door. So a sefer, it's going to sefer because a papa holds sefer the mastis and milsa bapi nafsha. It's not going back on the ratio. That's a different case totally. The kitchestam the kontestam kamer. It's a different case. There was no tanai in the kedushin or the nesuin. And then he found that she had the door. And then the Mishnah is saying a chiddush that even without a tanai, there's certain types of issues which are so universally unacceptable. He has a right to divorce her, shelo b'ksuva, and those. And that's what Birchon is explaining is baser yayin and bidei tzibar. Okay. Itbar kicha al tanai rekonsistam. So he was Mekadosher with the Tanai, let's say she had no nadarim, and then he proceeded to the nesuin without saying anything at the time of the nesuin. Rabbi Mitzvichai Menu get, Shmuel Amar Enes Mitzvichai Menu get. So we have a chokas Amaroyim whether she needs to get or not. So Rav, what we're going to say, assumes that even though he made it tonight, when it comes to the moment of Nesuman, he does not want to have his bia to be a bia's nus, so he's merchala tonight. And that's how Rav learns our Mishnah. Shmuel obviously cannot learn the Mishnah like that. Shmuel has to learn the Mishnah like her papa, that the case of Konsistam was not going back on the Reisha. It's a new case. Okay. Amar Abaye. Lo tema time of the Rav. Kiven the Konsis Tam, Achuli Achle the Tanoi. If he doesn't, the Chat Rav is Rav holds that it's necessary to reiterate his Akpada at the time of Nisuman. And if he doesn't, we assume he's merchala tonight totally. If he's merchala tonight totally, she'd get, if he divorces her afterwards, which he can do whatever he wants, he can divorce her against her will, din of the Mishnah, he can divorce her against derisa, din of the Mishnah, din of the Gemara, he could divorce her against her will, but he'd have to pay ksuba. If we assume that the fact he didn't reiterate it is indicative of the fact that he's just merchala, so then he has no arguments. I don't mind that she has the door. Okay, so then I don't want to give, well, she has a dorm, I don't want to give a ksuba. You said you don't mind. So you're chayav in a ksuba. That can't be the reason. Al time of the Rav, the fish ain't on him, oyster be lost to be listeners. So the pshat as Rav holds, Rabbi says he's not merchala tonight. Therefore, the Tanai is still there. And the Kedushin is not valid. But at the moment of Bia, he has intent, the same Kedusha. But the fact that he doesn't want the Dorm is still a valid argument. He doesn't want his Bia should be his Nus. So he's being Makadosher and saying that it should be a same Kedusha, but I should not. But this is not something that I want, and therefore he's not Chayiv in the Ksupa. So we're going to split the Chiv Momen, the chi of Tanai of the moment that the Tanai is still valid, and the chi of the issue of Tanai vis-a-vis the Maisa Kedushin of the Bia, that he means to do a Kedushin for that, to do a Kedushin but not to be Chayv Aksuba under these circumstances. Okay. The verse says, Ha'pliyu b'chad ha'zimna. This machlok is a Rav and Shmuel. We already had this once before. Ditmar. Ketana shalom miyanot. V'hikdila. Okay. There is a kedushin from Ruvain. When she's a ketana, a kedusha ketana of the girl's father died, and her mothers and her brothers married her a kedushin drabanan, which she has the power of miyun. Okay. Then she was a mamayit. They had bia after she became a gedola. And she left and she married somebody else. So Rav Amar ain't sricha get misheni. We have to assume that even though she did miyun by leaving after the nesuin, indicating that she had no interest in her original kedushin, but the fact that there was bia as a gedola, he did the bia l'shem kedushin, and she has no power to be mayan on that. Therefore, she's married to Reuven, and this second marriage that she married to somebody else is worthless to the point there's no need for a get.
She was was she a man or was she not a man?
She did not do me in as a ketana. She came a gadol. They had bia. Then she left, which means she said miyun. But she said miyun after having bia as a gadol. Okay, and now she goes and marries somebody else. So Rav says there's no need to get from the second person. Shmuel Amar, she'll get me shady. Okay, so she needs to get from the second person. We don't assume that the bia was done the same kedushin. So he's doing the bia amanas for the original kedushin. Well, amanas the original kedushin. She's in the, when she leaves. She's indicating she did not agree to the original kedushin. So now she's not married by leaving, and she needs to get from the second person.
Okay, what did we say about how long she has to do miyun?
Okay, so Rashi is going to deal with that question. That Shmuel that the Chazal did not allow her to do miyun in these circumstances. I mean, she's not allowed to marry the second person. She's not mutter to the second person, because otherwise, this you know, she could be have if this thought process. She can have get, you know, have bia, have kids, you know, be married for 15 years and say, you know what,
I didn't do it.
You know, I don't like it. I'm gone, done. Like, you know, that's, so she can't do that. But if she did do that, really, Mikir Adin, this is all, he's all doing al das original kedushin, which she has the power of miyun on. So if she married somebody else, she would need to get. Okay, so Rav has this rule of enod amos abilos abilosnus. So even if the kedushin was not effective, for whatever reason, the nisuin acts as a numaisa kedushin. So her original marriage was a marriage drabanan, and she has a power of miyun on it. Rav says, who cares? But the bia afterwards, in the state where she's a gedola, functions as a kedushin. Over here, the bia after the kedushin was al tanai, and the tanai was not fulfilled, and therefore she's not married. But the bia was done the same kedushin, and that there was no tanai on, so she's married. Okay, so why do we need both arguing both cases? More than tzricha, we need both cases. The itmar bahihi. It would say the case over there of miyun. Bahika barabi shatalecha tanoa. There, Rav says that we assume the shame when he gets something good there. He does a bia. He does the shame kedushin. That so he understands he has to do a bia l'shem. He know and he understands he has to do a bia l'shem kedushin because marriage to a ketana is not really a marriage, and he needs to make this as a marriage to raisus. He does a bia l'shem kedushin, fine. Al baha, but over here by the case of kedushin al tanai, you remember that he has not been apprised of the fact that the tanai was not valid. As far as he knows, the tanai was niskayim. So why should I assume he has kavanah in the back of his head saying, well, just in case there's a problem, I'm doing this bila shem kedushin. I wouldn't know that. I would not know that Rav said that in this case. It's not automatic from the case over there. A person understands that marriage to ketana needs to be upgraded. He understands that it's not really a kedushin. He believes that over here the only issue was a tanai. Well, he believes the tanai was fulfilled. Okay. Fine. Okay. Let's hold it here.